Welcome. You're listening to the ICIS Chemicals podcast covering the oxo alcohols chain. I'm Matt Jolin Beach covering the acrylate esters, and I'm here with my colleagues Nicole Simpson covering oxo alcohols, Ishani Chavda covering glycol ethers, and Nick Cleave who covers the butac market. There's been quite a bit happening this month. Nicole, I'm going to start with you today. I've heard that prices have been relatively stable in the oxo alcohol sector. Can you please tell us more?
Hi, yeah. So oxo alcohol markets have been fairly stable in the past couple of weeks. There's been some downwards price pressure on 2EH, causing some gradual reduction in value. But apart from that, it's been largely steady. There's been some improvements on supply disruptions. Grupa Azoty lifted their force majeure on the 8th of June. That was on all grades of oxo alcohols, but it's going to have the largest effect on 2EH because they have a comparably bigger capacity of that compared to their other grades. Sasol also lifted force majeure on NBA and IBA on the 20th of May at its plant in Sasolburg in South Africa. These resolutions to supply disruptions are not anticipated to have an immediate effect, but they should lead to improvement maybe later in Q3. There's still some supply disruptions ongoing. BASF, the largest producer of NBA in Europe, remains in force majeure. And overall, demand has been fairly healthy. Demand has been typical, higher than typical for June for some sellers.
Thanks, Nicole. Thanks for that. Nick, we'll come to you next. I've heard that butac has been stable to soft throughout June so far, and this comes despite this usually being the peak of seasonal demand. What's been behind that? What's driving that?
Supply is still tight on butac. BASF is still on the force majeure that was declared in December last year. But availability constraints have really eased over the last couple of months. Part of that is demand. So right now, spot demand is quiet as buyers are delaying for lower pricing. Part of the pressure earlier this year was really buyers contacting every seller they could, sellers hearing from customers they wouldn't normally expect to hear from just for the sake of availability. And customers couldn't wait and be sure that they could get the material they needed if they waited a week or 2 weeks. But now the situation has changed where not only are buyers confident that if they wait, they will get that material, there is a possibility that the material will be significantly cheaper if you look at some of the recent decreases in pricing. Demand is also a little lower than you'd expect this time of year. So contract demand is okay. It's not quite as affected by buyers delaying purchases as the spot side is, but it's not showing that peak of demand that you'd normally expect from the coatings industry in June. The optimistic view of that could be the expectation that there's still pandemic limitations on travel. There won't be the same August holiday season that there usually is. But that's not what happened last year. There was still the noticeably quiet time in August, and there aren't any signs to suggest, you know, that won't happen this year yet. One other thing that's also eased pressure on butac is that feedstocks are less of an issue. So again, part of the problem was, you know, not only were BASF, a major producer, out, but feedstock, acetic acid and butanol were very tight and limiting production for other players. Those feedstocks are still expensive, but their availability is no longer an issue for producers in general.
That's great. Thanks, Nick. And Ishani, we'll come to you next. Again, I've heard it's potentially been a slightly similar picture that prices have perhaps softened slightly and the supply seems to be better. So please tell us more.
Exactly. So as Nick said, peak demand season for solvents. It's the same for glycol ethers. However, prices have been softening across Q2. Now, prices climbed very steeply over Q1, peaked in April, and since then they've been relatively stable to soft. Now, margins are still extremely healthy despite feedstock cost increases, though, because of how rapidly prices climbed this year. But the main driver of prices coming down has been improved supply. So the demand's still fairly steady, but we're not seeing as many constraints in the market as we did, say, April time. We still believe that BASF remains on FM for glycol ethers and butanol. I did hear this week that Dow's FM on BDG has been lifted. Now, that does correlate to other things I've been hearing about BDG supply improving. So definitely seems like things are relaxing somewhat for that grade. However, we're still expecting steady demand from the paints and coatings industry for Q3. The real kind of game changer for the glycol ethers market will be, you know, when and if BASF lift their NBA FM. So everyone's looking out for that, you know, over Q3, maybe even Q4, because it's been a very lengthy outage.
That's great. Thanks, Ashani. And now I'll kind of quickly summarize through what's happening on the acrylate ester market. And for butyl acrylate in particular, it's very much a similar picture to what you've already heard. The supply picture has very much kind of improved, and that's largely due to the volume of imports coming in, largely from Asia. That has helped ease some of the pressure within the European market, even if a good proportion of those imports have been pre-sold. It's just taken some of that pressure off, and that's seen prices continue to soften throughout this month. Again, they've been at incredibly high levels earlier in the year, so it's it wouldn't be down to what we deemed as normal levels, but they are returning to that. Obviously, the contract picture is slightly behind that, and for the June contract settlements, there was kind of a bit of a mixed picture. There was kind of a mix of some decreases, some producers reporting increases as well, but those increases may have come from a lower base, so still fit within our new range. The challenging ester is very much so, it's been described as the holy grail. It's been seemingly that difficult to get hold of, has been to EHA. That's market seems to be tightening back up again. This tightness started initially off the back of the 2EH force majeure that Nicole mentioned has now been lifted from Grupo Rosati. But there are some smaller issues within the 2EHA market within Europe that's keeping supply quite constrained, and it's proving very difficult to get hold of. That's seen further increases on the spot market, and the contract price has seen kind of substantial triple digit increases as well. Elsewhere, it's been slightly more stable for both methyl acrylate and ethyl acrylate. They both remain fairly tight and are at relatively high prices within there, but they're slightly more stable. Ethyl acrylate saw slight increases in terms of the contract range. That again widened as there was a slight mix depending on the starting points for negotiations. And yeah, methyl acrylate remains quite challenging, but activity, particularly on the spot market, has been quite subdued on there. So yeah, it still remains a challenging market, even if in general, across all of the oxo alcohol chain, things are seemingly starting to improve and availability and prices start to soften. I think that's everything from us for this edition. So I'm going to say thank you for listening to the June edition of the Oxo Alcohols Chain podcast. For more information and to keep up to date with the latest news, please visit ICIS.com.